Okay, so the South seeding tournament, second one of the season. Tell me your thoughts overall. This was in Klawock.
Yeah, Klawock, really good performance-wise. The girls just worked really hard on every single game, and just kind of the continuing story, but very close on some of the games, just couldn't put teams away. We had some exciting matches all weekend long, especially going with Craig. We had a game go 33-31 against them. It was a very exciting matchup. 26-24 was the first one. The second one, not so close with Craig, but that was probably one of the more exciting matches over the weekend. And then every game with Wrangell that we played was close. Ended up 3-3 on the weekend, beating Haynes, Skagway, Metlakatla, and then lost to Klawock, Wrangell, and Craig. But Klawock kind of stepped it up, and they actually ended up going undefeated the whole weekend. So kind of the most even I've seen the region in 4 years, so it's been pretty cool.
So that puts the seating set. What is it set at now?
So seeding is set. Craig is the number one, Klawock the two, Wrangell the three, we're the four, Metlakatla the five, Haynes six, and Skagway seven.
So that means you open the region tournament against five, or?
We opened the region tournaments against five, which I'm happy where we're at. We got the five. It'll be Metlakatla as our first game, and then if we win that one, we go right up against the number one, which is Craig. And I think for us, we match up against Craig the best. Wrangell is a very, very tall team, and they take care of the ball. Really, really good ball control. And I think that's the thing that hurt us the most this past weekend against some of those better teams was our passes were too tight on the net, kind of putting us at a disadvantage right off the bat. But offensively, did some really, really good things. Our outsides did a fantastic job with Allie Davis and Nina McKay, hit the ball real well. Allie Davis probably had one of her better weekends. And then our middles, Kaylee Simbahan, who plays all the way around, did a great job serving and playing defense and actually hitting as well. And Kennedy Kahn, our other middle. And got to give our credit to the unsung hero of Julie Olsen, who's our setter. And she sets all the way around, which is a tough, tough job. And it's every single game, she's going all the way around, no sub, and touching the ball pretty much every time the ball comes over the net. So I think if we put a pedometer on her or a GPS at the end of the weekend, she maybe ran a marathon. And so she did well. Our right sides actually did really well, as also Kiana Cavisto and Miranda Nielsen. And they're kind of the backup setters and set up a nice block here and there. And then our defensive specialists, Tatum Hagerman, Aaliyah Felizardo, and Sage Johnson, our libero, did amazing over the weekend as well.
Okay. I think you put in a new offense this year. Has the team got grasp of it by now? Or?
Yeah. They've got it down pretty good now. And this new rotation that we've been doing, we've been doing it for 2 weekends now, and they've mastered it pretty good. It's a very sophisticated offense and defensive movement as well. So kind of changing from last year's very simple, for volleyball terms, 4-2 to a 5-1 is a tough transition, but they're adapting well.
So we get to see them at home this weekend. What should the fans be looking for out of that new offense?
So on Saturday when we play Wrangell, what you'll see is one setter constantly running the offense. You don't have two setters who run the offense constantly. And so we've got kind of a weird little switch with our libero, Sage. You'll see her in a white uniform, the one that is opposite everyone else. But she's a, kind of a permanent back row person. And she serves for one of our middles, but then also plays the right back position and the middle back. So she's kind of got two defensive positions she has to master. And typically, they only usually go for one. But it's worked for our personnel perfectly. Yeah, and we have a big block all the way around. Our girls can get up pretty high on the blocking scheme, so.